Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear your weird addictions. Your strange.
Harmless.
Well, sure.
Or just strange.
Well, I mean, straight, but like, yes, harmless would be better. We don't want to hear, oh my God, only the best heroin will do. Like, right. It's got to be the strange little things. Like, I don't know, does TX Afrin thing count?
I don't think he's addicted to
it.
I also think that could be harmful.
Yeah, it is definitely if you go off package, which you do.
Okay, well, I read and I interpret liberally what the directions say to
okay.
do. That's what I prefer to say it.
Okay. I have a harmless addiction to pens.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Y'all get the benefit of it every yeah. year when we do Children's Hospital. I have to buy new pens for everybody, but I can't write with fine tip pens. Like I have, it's very specific roller gels.
What kind of pen do you like?
This is like a Sharpie. Like
with
a Sharpie
with
S gel.
Clicker? You always like the clicker or the cap?
Oh, this is a good pen.
It's a good pen.
Yeah.
He's getting sucked in.
It's all right. It's got to be medium or thick ink, like a fine pen. I think I have a heavy hand, so I just rip holes in paper.
Pen is pretty fine.
Yeah.
Pretty fine.
No, this is an S gel. This is a 0.7. So fine is like a 0.5, I think.
Okay.
Ooh. Smaller. Even, I didn't know that was a thing.
The thickness of the thing?
Yeah.
Let's be
mechanical
honest.
Mechanical pencils, 0.5. Well, always.
You have the same addiction, but to felt tip pens.
Yeah, and I don't have to ever buy them because you always bring them for me. Because
do you have one on you right now?
Mm-hmm. Always.
In his pocket. At all times.
I don't
at
ever times, have yeah. a pen on me.
Yeah, I find that very strange.
Here, try this on for size, Erica.
Oh, she caught it.
Okay.
Ew, yucky. I don't like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no, felt tip pens are weird.
I don't like the way that rolls. No. I don't like the way that rolls across the paper.
Someone bring me my apron.
I just threw that left-handed. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. All right, so mine's not that strange. Who else has one?
I'm addicted to containers and then containers for my containers. I am one of those people where in my house there's cabinets of just
containers.
But I'm going to try to use them for organization, which is why I get the containers to separate the containers.
What are
is
you
this an ad for
about?
The container store?
No, but I've never been because I know.
Don't go there.
It's going to ruin me.
It will ruin you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I shouldn't say this, but you should also just go to Walmart. You go to the container store and I spent like $500.
Yeah.
And then I'm like walking down Walmart and it's like, wait, that's the same thing for like $2. Like,
I truly can't understand this.
Really? Like both kitchen, I have a vanity.
Sure.
And so I have in the drawers separating things.
But then you want containers in your containers?
Yeah. To separate the small hair ties from the big hair ties.
Oh my God.
I don't hate what she's saying.
I know, but I don't live like
the bobby
this.
Pins are in a separate one.
I don't live
I have a harmless addiction to being a disaster.
Yeah, which is so weird because you present. We've said this on the air a billion times,
yeah.
but you present like you've got your poop in a group. But I feel like your house looks like
right now
an explosion.
It is literally an explosion right now.
Yeah.
I think I have an addiction to my dog, though. Would you call that harmless?
It's harmless and strange. You are so obsessed with your dog that like therapists have called us on the side and went, maybe you should check into like what's going on there.
We spent the entire morning today cuddling.
Okay.
That's cute. That's okay.
I know. He just wanted to sleep.
No, but you just, okay.
With me.
All right. So we'll keep going with our personal strange, harmless addictions, but we want to hear yours as well. 303-222-5423. You may text, you may call.
For me, obviously it's shoes, but also that goes with the shoes, socks. I'm very, I'm into finding the thickest sock, not only the thickness, but also the way it like slouches, you know, it's got to like slouch right on my calf.
Like, because they're higher socks and you don't want them too tight.
Yeah, they can't be too tight, but they can't be too loose. They kind of have a little bit of that thickness where it looks a little 80s, but not like you're trying to be. It's like, I'm very, very into. And the different colors, cream versus vanilla versus milk. I have a couple that are milk.
My
those are good.
What?
Yeah. This is my, I know people who love the environment, as we all should, will hate what I'm going to say, but you know that my goal for you is to someday make enough money to throw a pair of socks away every day. Like, to just.
That's so. What if we say donate?
Yeah. Nobody wants your old socks. Even if they were only worn once. I don't know.
That's a brand new sock. You're right. Without even him washing it.
But there's something about you. Did you pull that little pin off?
I know.
You're like, the way it slips over your.
Yes. Yes. That's mine.
Okay.
There was somebody on Reddit who eats toothpaste, I think.
Oh.
Like, I get it. I've done it. Like if you're at a girl's house, like if you find yourself at a girl's house and you don't have a toothbrush, you like do the finger. Preach. And you're like, and you're like, what do I do with the seven amount? And you swallow it. You're like, that wasn't terrible. And then I just like put a little bit more in my mouth so I have fresh breath.
Ew.
And I swallow it.
It's a good move.
It's a great move. Yeah. Or you could use their toothbrush if you really think they're like ready for that.
No.
I don't
never.
Know.
No.
Oh my God. We smash and then like, don't put your toothbrush in your, like, what? It's like,
not if you're kind of a random smash.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. I haven't smashed in forever. So I'm using my own toothbrush all the time.
Yeah.
But just occasionally I'll just eat some toothpaste till I go, remember what it was like?
I think I'm also like harmlessly addicted to sleep.
Yeah.
No,
that's or actually just being in bed. I spend a lot of hours in bed.
Okay. Why? Get up. Live life.
So cozy. Yeah.
I think her dog's in there.
That's exactly what it is. All right. If you've got a weird addiction, harmless, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your strange yet harmless addictions. As we often do before we get to the phones, Erica will read off the texts.
I cannot read
yes,
all of
you
them.
Can. You can read it. Come on.
You actually want me to read it? No, I'm going to read the other one. Someone texted in, women who look like Jack Black. And I don't even know what that means.
But that's their strange addiction.
But if that's your strange addiction, who am I to judge?
What was the other one?
I'm not going to say. I'm good, thank you. I like to keep my job. Someone did just text in, my harmless addiction is using a heating pad in bed.
Ooh.
I put it between my thighs and will fall asleep that way because I can just never get warm enough. See a doctor.
Yeah, your circulation is bad.
Yeah, something ain't right.
Something wrong with you. Jamie?
Yes.
What's your strange yet harmless addiction?
Buying coffee mugs.
Oh, that's a good one.
Every new coffee mug that comes out, I feel like I have to have it. If it says best mom, I have one that says, you know, forget Valentine's Day. I love you every day.
Oh my God. I could not be less like you.
You don't have like any novelty mugs?
I want them to match. I want like coffee. Because I want people at my house when I'm making you a caramel macchiato. It's like, oh, I want one too. Your glass is going to look the same. You're going to have the same white porcelain perfect.
Because I have mugs that say, may you have the confidence of a mediocre white man. Ones that from friends. Well, yeah.
I have a coffee brand
that under my thing anyway.
Oh, you have a little like a hook?
No. Machine.
My machine. Yeah. Oh. It's got to be a shorter cup.
Oh.
Yeah. That is a weird addiction though.
Yeah, harmless though.
Yeah, I have probably over 50 mugs in my cabinet that I'm looking at right now, from Bluey to Christmas to like, you know, the best mom, best dad, you name it, we got it.
I love it.
Okay.
Well, I have that best dad mug.
Hold on. I do have, now that she mentions it, when it comes to shopping, like I've talked about it before, I have a problem at Costco. If they put new blankets out, I have so many blankets. If you come to my house and you want a blanket, you could have four. Everyone here could have four, and
get to judge her mugs.
Yeah, but blankets are not like you fold them and they're all exactly the same size, so you can put them away.
That's not true.
You can fold them to this. Amber,
Hi.
What's your strange but harmless addiction?
Okay, this usually grosses people out, so I'm going to lead with that. It's not, like, too gross. I don't think it's gross. It's, like, Ruffles potato chips with ketchup.
Girl, yeah. I'm in.
No way.
Somebody told me to try it. If anything you would put on a French fry, you should put on a potato chip because it's good.
Yeah, and I'd go as far as to say a burger with ketchup on it. Stick some Ruffles on that.
I agree.
Full send.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that one. Yeah, I'm so glad if it's a cheeseburger. You guys aren't grossed out by it.
Yeah, just that extra little bit of salt and crunch. I am hungry right now.
Yeah, I'm going to need to get some Ruffles on my way home.
Okay. You should try ketchup and mustard, too, if you would dip a fry in it.
Oh, like, I hate mustard.
Oh, never mind.
Ketchup and mayo.
Sorry, okay. Or a pickle. Because those one, like, Costco for a while there had those burnt hamburger chips, and they were so good.
Oh, but they just tasted like dill pickles.
It did have a little bit of pickle on it, too. Mm. But, like, oh, sorry. You're making us all hungry. Yeah. Thank you, Amber. Deb.
Yai.
What's your strange yet harmless addiction?
I got addicted to Chinese and Korean dramas during COVID.
Mm. Where are you getting them?
TV shows?
Oh, yeah. On Netflix and other places. Yep.
Okay. Do you speak those languages?
Nope. I use closed caption. And,
So you just,
they're great.
If you've ever, like, when we've spent a couple weeks in Brazil with my ex-wife's family or whatever, they're novellas.
Uh-huh.
Novellas are, they're so cheesy, but you just get hooked.
No, these are, a lot of them can be, but the really good ones are beautifully done. The actors are incredibly gorgeous, and there's not a red-blooded woman out there who would not get into them. They're really good.
Okay. I love it.
Give me a bag of chips and ketchup and a Korean drama.
Maybe a blanket.
Leanna.
Leanna.
Yay. There you are. What is the weird thing you're addicted to, but harmless?
So for me, it's going to Celestial Seasonings in Boulder and stocking up on tea, all the different teas, because they have a lot of variety.
I have someone you could meet who could share some mugs with you.
Oh my God, we do have a mug person.
Do you drink the tea?
I love to drink the tea. It's like my every night, my decompress. Like, there's a couple flavors that are popular from different countries. I've done the tour there. Like, yes. So,
you ever try dipping a potato chip in the tea?
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, a new week. I will remind you that you all have nopes that no one ever uses anyway.
News. Oh no. News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
New feature on News or Nope. Erica is on probation for not saying the
I'm trying to post something to our stories.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's time for News or Nope, and this is when you sing the song and you...
Ow! Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Nope!
I wasn't even sure what story I was going to do yet.
I am just proving a point, okay? The song has an in it now.
Okay.
We've gotten a lot of feedback. Luckily. The Grammys are talking to us now that the is in there. They're like,
sure.
Yeah.
Best improved song.
Right. Good evening. Welcome to the program?
No, she said it.
Okay, just making sure.
Nope's gone. Can I have somebody else's nope?
No!
Oh.
No, that doesn't count.
Everybody's out!
Okay, so this happened yesterday, but I'm hoping that we can bring it back to the public's eye because Hack needs to know about this. There was a milk chugging competition at Observatory Park here in Denver. The Bovine Baron challenged people because this man is known for drinking milk and there wasn't really any good competitors. And I say, here you go. Here's to you.
Oh, ready to go.
I have a question.
Yes. Yeah.
What is the bovine Baron?
He's the milk chugger.
Yeah. It started, I guess, as like an April Fool's Day joke because he's known around with his friends. And then it turned into like a real thing.
Okay. I used to work at a grocery store and on my 10-minute break, I would drink a half gallon of chocolate milk. I was 14. So
you would drink a half gallon?
Factor that in, but yeah, a half gallon in my 10-minute break, and then I'd just go back and work the rest of my shift.
That's supposedly the thing that no one can do, right?
Is the half gallon, which I've never actually tried the half gallon. I would have to do it with chocolate because I just don't drink regular milk as much. Chocolate, I could slam it. But I've never actually done the full gallon, but I figure if I can do a half gallon in the first 10 minutes, take like a 30-minute break, and then I got 20 more minutes to drink the second half gallon. And I used to get like a little pastry or something too when I was back in the day.
What was the point of the half gallon of chocolate milk on your break?
You just had a limited amount of time.
And they sold it at the store.
But why wouldn't you go for like Mountain Dew? I don't know. The chocolate milk to me is
water.
Were you the dairy guy?
No, I wasn't. I think I just liked it. It was like really good chocolate milk. We always had like Nesquik at our house. Like you'd make the chocolate milk. So this was a made chocolate milk. So it was like
this is why you get it from Longmont Foods or Longmont Dairy.
Longmont Dairy, yeah, because it's so good.
It's like pre-made. You never get that little chunk of
never. Yeah. No, and you don't have to do the spoon.
You want the chunks?
I like the chunks.
You're weird.
Yeah. So this man does have his phone number on the flyer, so we can text him. But he is like regular whole milk. Like, not chocolate. So I don't know if that matters in the drinking competition.
I'm going to bring up Longmont Dairy one more time. I don't think you want to slam it. I think
there's
something about that you want to savor it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, oh, let's slam this Blanton's. And it's like, no.
No, it's such a higher quality.
Yeah.
I'm worried for this man.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
Like, yeah, text me and let's fight.
Let's fight with milk.
Chugging.
Let's have a milk chugging fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if you're a psychotherapist, maybe you could text him and say, hey, man, something wrong
with you.
Maybe
he's 14. Do we know?
He's definitely older than that.
Good evening.
Good evening. Programming note, it looks like there's going to be time to go back around to Erica, so maybe she'll have a story about it.
Okay. America has decided their favorite fast food burger.
Oh.
And no, it's not In-N-Out. Coming in at number 3, it was In-N-Out. Any guesses of the top 2?
Fast food. McDonald's?
No.
It's
McDonald's
gonna
is
be,
in the top 5. They're number 5.
And In-N-Out's number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a Whopper?
No, it's not going to be that.
No,
that's going to
be like
down there.
Five Guys or Smash Burger or something
it's
like that.
It's definitely Shake not Shack. Culver's. It's not Culver's. Shake Shack is so boring. Shake Shack is
with
boring.
The cheese on it.
It doesn't matter. If Shake Shack, like, it's a good burger, just like Culver's is a good burger, but it doesn't.
But this is for the whole country?
Yes, the whole country. And it's not a specific burger. It's just, like, the place. So, like, In-N-Out is.
Here's the deal for me right now.
McDonald's 5.
Smashburger is, I'm sorry, Five Guys is winning, but it's because I haven't had Smashburger in forever. I forget if Smashburger is good or not.
I don't think they have Smashburgers everywhere, so I'm not.
But they don't have In-N-Outs everywhere, and that was number 3.
In-N-Out's so renowned.
It is renowned.
I'm gonna guess my guys at Five Guys
is number 1.
Yeah,
I'm going Burger King, and I don't even like their burgers.
Their burgers are so good. I did it again the other day. Hack is in my head, and I just pulled. I was like, "There's one in Green Valley Ranch." I pulled in. I got the stupid chicken fries. Damn it, Burger King!
Yeah,
they had me. But it's got.
But again, you got the chicken fries, not the burger.
I still got the Whopper.
Oh,
you get both. You gotta get both.
Sorry.
Coming in at number 2, Erica's Burger King, and number 1, Slacker nails it. Five Guys,
wow.
The best burger.
I don't agree. Five Guys burgers are disgusting.
Five Guys burgers are killer.
Yeah.
It's just a little more burger than any human on earth needs.
Yes.
It's so much.
It's too much.
I have to eat 2 double doubles, but then it's 2 double doubles at In-N-Out is almost too much. Like, you
I
don't
agree.
Get enough from
Thank
In-N-Out,
you.
But 2 is too much, and Five Guys is like, ugh. It's just a.
Yeah.
It's like,
what? I'm sorry. What are Five Guys like?
Five Guys is too much in your mouth.
Hmm. Yeah.
4 Guys would be better.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Boy, oh boy.
Boy,
this
oh boy.
This is sad news for any directioners
You're the
out
last
there.
Story. You're the last story.
Well,
and
no
you're
one
do
died
a sad story.
This time, but we had heard rumors that a bit of a docuseries was being filmed with Lily Tomlinson and Zayn Malik.
My daughter's like counting down the days.
Yeah, well, she can count no more. It has been canceled.
Oh.
Allegedly, the two got into a bit of a quarrel during the filming. Louis Tomlinson and Zayn Malik, and Zayn punched Louis in the face, and Louis has unfollowed Zayn on Instagram, and they are no longer speaking, which makes me really sad because they came back together and they like had mended a lot
road
of
trips and stuff. And like
the road trip was part of the docuseries, and they mended their relationship after Liam Payne passed, and now it is all bad again.
Do we know why Zayn punched him?
Apparently, this is all people are saying. Maybe it's rumors, maybe it's true, but apparently he said something negative about Louis's mom who has passed away, which like, why would you ever? And
wait, I'm sorry. Louis said something negative.
Zayn said something negative about Louis's mom.
And then Zayn punched Louis.
And then Zayn punched.
Right?
That doesn't.
Well, hold on.
Maybe they like just got in a fight and it got heated.
I think he went to confront him about it and it ended up with a punch.
That's, which is like so.
High school.
Yeah.
It's just such a bummer because they both, I think a lot of people were waiting for this and it was really exciting that they were like friends again. But alas.
Right. Who wants to go get a burger?
I actually do.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
We're looking for the candy bowl keepers, the keepers of the candy bowls.
Is this a thing?
It really is. My ex-wife was like the keeper of the candy bowl at her company.
There used to be a candy bowl here where if you got it, you were getting fired. It had a weird juju.
What do you mean?
It was like a glass dish, right?
When nobody knows where that went, right?
No.
We took it over and then hid it. So it was like the receptionist here, like cute, bright, bubbly, awesome. And she found a candy bowl like at a secondhand store that had clearly been taken from a sacred monument on one of the... islands of Hawaii and brought it back here and just it's cursed as hell. She brings it, puts candy in it. Everybody's like, oh my God, that's so great. Within like 3 days, she is fired. And it's like, oh, that's weird. But she left the candy bowl. Then somebody in sales is like, well, we miss her, but like I'll take over the candy bowl. Puts it on their cubicle. Within like 3 days, boom, gone, fired. And it went through like three or four people before we were like, we're going to take it and then not use it. Like, we're going to...
That feels like bad juju for you too, though.
No, because we didn't... It was no longer the candy bowl. We just like... I think maybe it was meant to be something else and it didn't like being a candy bowl. You know what I mean? It was like...
Remains.
Yeah. Yes. Something. It was Ernish.
Wow.
I guess I went a bit far there. Sorry.
But it was in our office and now it's gone.
It found its way home.
I don't know where it is. But anyway, there was
a buried it or something.
There was a person on Reddit who's the candy bowl keeper at their job.
Okay.
And they love it. They're not getting fired. But they had this observation, and I believe it to be true. Everyone who comes by to get it, not everyone, but I'll save it till the end for who we think this might be. They come to the bowl and they're like, oh, I shouldn't. Oh, you're so bad. You tempt me every day. I'll just take one.
I feel like that's come out of my mouth at a candy bowl.
If you say that.
And I was wrong. I took like three.
But I mean, so this candy bowl keeper eventually snaps and says, hey, just take a candy. Don't take a candy. I don't care. I don't need your little diatribe. Mm-hmm. I don't need the self-esteem blow that I'm somehow the reason why you're fat. Like, because they're doing that. It's like, I'm trying so hard. I shouldn't. Yeah. It's like, right, you shouldn't, fatty. Move. Like, you don't get to, like, she just got tired of it. And now she's ostracized from the office because everybody's like, don't even try to go to her desk. And it's like,
that's a crazy thing to say to a coworker.
I'm so tired of like, I'm trying to give you free candy. You don't have to take it. There's no sign that says, take it or I kill your family. It doesn't say that.
Well, we don't know the note that was on her desk.
It's probably not that. Wait, you're not taking the side of the rest of the people. Like, just, if I'm giving you.
What's the big deal?
You have to make a speech every time.
It's human nature. And if we want to fix society, then sure, we can do that.
This is the way we fix society. We tell them stop.
This is step one of many. But no, we don't tell them to stop. It's just that we gotta make people feel fine with their decision.
Yeah, okay, then what?
Then you don't need to tell me an excuse for your decision. Just do it.
Aaron, I'm just taking one.
Take as many as you want.
You said you took three.
I probably took three.
Like, so here's the thing. Aaron was the keeper of a candy bowl for a while.
Yeah.
Not the candy bowl.
Thank God.
Obviously.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you get rid of it because you thought you were going to get fired?
No.
Okay.
Why did you get rid of it?
Because I was tired of people. I also do have something blocking, like people can't see me in my office.
Yes.
There's a big thing blocking it.
Yeah.
So there are some times where they would come in and be like, Aaron, if you're in here, I'm going to take candy. And like, that's fine. But then they would continue on and be like, I'm only taking one. Oh, I shouldn't do this. I was like, I don't care.
I think that people do it because also they don't know if they're like actually allowed to take it.
If it's a candy bowl and it's out, you're allowed to.
I know, but Aaron's office or studio isn't really out.
But I put the bowl in front on the corner closest to the door.
And her door is propped open.
Yeah, to be like,
it's fairly
help yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want to say thank you, you can say thank you. That's the extent of this interaction. I don't care your struggles with weight. I don't care your struggles with A1C. I don't care. Just look, I'm doing something nice. Take it.
Yeah.
Like
it kind of reminds me, I've learned this as a married man, that if I'm like getting a dessert and I'll go, hey, honey, do you want like a chocolate bar? She'll say, no, I better not. But if I just bring her one, she doesn't have to take ownership.
Yeah.
I brought it to her.
Right.
And then she's like, well, I mean, so then she's absolved of her guilt of eating it. So if you ask every time, it's like, so people want to be absolved somehow, but you can't. Mm-hmm. You got to absolve yourself. You got to make your own decision. You're an adult.
So Aaron should just be standing out in front of her door shoving candy on people.
Just chucking it down the hallway at people.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest.
Open a Boost interest checking account at Belco Credit Union.
Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It is time for Other People's Problems, OPP for short. What is happening?
We have Nathan today, and he is needing help to seal the deal on his crush.
Ooh, wait, I love this.
Okay, Nathan.
Yay.
Help. Why don't you guys help me seal the deal on anything?
We've tried.
We cannot. Maybe we shouldn't even be helping him.
All right, Nathan, what's happening?
All right. Hey, guys. I used to live in Denver. Miss it terribly, but you know, I had to move away, and I didn't know who else to turn to for advice for my problem. So I figured I'd give you guys a call.
Oh, so this is a long distance OPP.
Okay. World traveler.
Okay,
right. You know it is.
That's cool. So what's happening?
We're going national.
All right, so I took up this job with this brand new company, and there's a woman who works in my building on a different floor than I. And, you know, someone I've had a huge crush on, and, you know, I've kind of been doing this whole, you know, secret admirer thing and, you know, talking about sending her flowers and,
you're thinking of doing that
or you've been doing that.
I've been doing this.
Oh,
okay. Okie dokie.
It's only past like a couple weeks or so.
Okay.
So you work in the same building. So you just set flowers on her desk. You leave teddy bears. What? Tell us what this looks like, the secret admirer thing.
Well, I haven't got to the teddy bear thing yet. Good idea though. So
I don't know that I would listen to him for dating advice.
Okay. Is that how we're gonna play it?
I'm scared.
Okay.
Okay, Nathan. Tell us more.
Yeah.
Great ideas.
What have you done?
Well, okay. I leave her flowers, little notes on it, saying, I hope you have a great day. I hope you know how beautiful you are. And I might have written a couple poems, you know, channel my inner Shakespeare and left them on her desk. And, you know, she seems to be really enjoying it. She's even left notes behind for me to discover on her desk, too, saying she's really excited to meet me and, you know, figure out who
her is. Hold on. So you guys are having... I have to process everything. So, because at first, it's like you're leaving things, but she has to know you either work in the building, you work in the same company, or you work for the cleaning crew.
Oh, yeah.
Or the lighting crew, like IT. So then she finally figured out she could correspond with you. This is so weird to me. It's kind of romantic, though.
Wow.
It's like,
kind of cute, but I also kind of hate it.
This is never going to end well.
What are you? Help me, Hack. Nope.
It's
help
not.
Me.
This is
the
cute.
Only person who can help me is Erica,
well,
and she's not helping
me. I'm calling you guys. Hey, I need you to help me figure this out because I want all this to pay off.
But you've watched every single. The only genre of movie you've watched is rom-coms. This is straight out of a rom-com.
But yeah.
But this is that. This is exactly what people do in movies
but
like that.
Life is not a rom-com.
I'm glad you didn't say horror films.
No, it's not a horror
well,
film.
Well, I was about to get be. There.
Dude, you're so cute. You're
so, so endearing.
Mm-hmm.
She's building this up in her head. She probably has an idea of who she thinks it is. And if it's not you, and then you reveal yourself and she's like, I thought it was Jeremy from sales.
I think, aren't you getting ahead of, if you just present yourself, she can go, not you. But if you show her, I'm kind, I'm thoughtful, I admire you, I like you a lot. Now you're kind of in a little more. So even if she is,
trust
me.
Okay.
Even if she is then let down a little. But you're a nice guy, you know, you've got more going for you. Right?
Well, I hope so. Creepy. I mean, I hope all this, you know, I'm trying to, you know, kind of wiggle my way in, you know. But, you know, here's the caveat. I don't think I'm her type physically, like the tall, blonde, and handsome. I'm more like the tall, blonde, or tall, dark-haired, and kind of chunky. But I'm not a loser in any way, you know.
You're okay.
Yeah. We got to stick together.
So that's, hold on. He is describing you weirdly.
Yeah, all right. So I relate to this guy.
No, but like... Is that why you started this way? Is that why you didn't just walk up to her one day and say, I hope you have a great day? Is that why you started in secret?
Well, you know, I've always kind of been like a little bit of a nerdy type. You know, and the whole coming up to saying, hey, hope you have a you know, blessed day, or, you know, has anyone told you how beautiful you are lately? That just doesn't sound like me. That's not
but
me.
But it works. It works in the note.
But if it comes out all voice squeaky and everything, like I just hit puberty, it sounds like I'm a nerd.
Dude, okay, 303, please help him and stop Erica from killing this romance.
He said he tried to wiggle his way in. Okay, no one wants a man to wiggle.
303-222-5423, please text, please call. Erica, that's a lie.
Erica, I want you to come in confident. I want you to come in you're so beautiful. What's your deal?
But if he doesn't have that, it's better to set the hook, for lack of better words, to like
but
show that I'm a good person first.
Right, but isn't there more chance for a letdown?
I think so.
But she might actually like him. Like
she if might. He's poems, I'm not saying she's not going to, but I think that the way this has happened
how
is...
How can I reveal myself to her and not send her running for the freaking mountains?
Yeah, that's...
Depends where you are. Maybe there's no mountains close enough.
always get to mountains in some way, depending on how far you run.
I think that you've rather... Like, because you didn't just walk up to her and be like, I'd like to take you out. She's now imagining, and often imagining, you're imagining, like, the hottest... And maybe you are hot. I don't know.
He just called himself
nerds
chunky.
Are hot, but... It doesn't matter.
Sometimes a chunky man can be hot.
I'm not bad.
No.
I'm not bad.
Nathan.
You should have the confidence to walk up to a woman and go, I want to take you out.
I don't have that confidence.
Then it's time. You and Nathan should hang out.
No, I love what Nathan's doing. I think this is not a terrible thing.
I do.
No.
If this was happening to me at work, I would feel violated. I would not be happy.
Violated because someone left you flowers.
You wouldn't someone's find watching. Somewhat enduring.
Huh? You wouldn't find it a little bit endearing. A little bit endearing. A little bit.
Just a little.
Maybe, but then I'd also be like, who is it? This is kind of weird.
But it's fun. You come to work and it's like, did he leave something today?
And she wrote a couple notes back, so she's
playing
into
along.
It,
kind of.
She's starting to set.
Maybe playing along is a better way to put it.
Yeah, I don't know that she's into right. it.
I always come back to this year of yes thing. Like, this might get her reset. Like, that woman who did year of yes was like, I'm dating all the wrong guys. Then she just started saying yes to everybody. And she ended up marrying a guy she wouldn't have normally married because she went out with him, got to know him and thought he was cool and went like, damn, like I like this guy. He is doing that just sneakily.
But like show yourself.
He will. And that's why he's on the phone.
Eventually, women, I am.
Women will give guys who aren't their typical physical type a chance.
And great. So how does he do it now?
No, there's now no way she's worked. She's building it up. But
okay, great. We can't send him back in time. Ugh. So how do we take Nathan, the flower note dropper, and make him Nathan?
Yeah, what?
The panty dropper.
You need to go home.
Yeah, what is the next move?
The next move?
I don't know.
Erica. She likes him. She likes a version of him. She likes something about him.
The next thing you give to her has to be like, let's meet today. You have to just end this.
And meet where?
Just...
Watering hole.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, so for a couple beers?
We're going to get actual advice from non-twisted people. And I'm including myself. Okay. Yeah. I don't think I'm right, but I definitely don't think you're right. I don't.
It's time to pull the cord from the rug from under you.
Yep. See?
Pull the plug. No.
Nathan, buddy.
Yes.
I look up to you. He's trying a new tact. And it like.
But have more confidence, Nathan.
Okay,
so
stop having anxiety, Erica. Oh, look, it's not that easy. You can't just say have more confidence.
But this is exactly what I'm saying, where like you're building something up in your head and it's either like when it's anxiety, it's so much worse than it's ever going to be. When it's like, oh my gosh, this guy's leaving me flowers, he's leaving me notes. It's going to be so much.
But how do you think I feel? I'm the one excruciating over here. You know, it's like I don't.
You're excruciating.
I'm just trying to build up my own sore self-worth here.
But he's not a loser at work. It's not.
Yeah, it's hard to gain confidence. Like, just go talk to them, and then they shut you down, and then they shut you down, and they shut you down. And like, aren't you more confident now? You're like, no!
I mean, the exact opposite.
I feel way worse.
And he's got confidence right now because she's responding. So this is working.
Then it's
we need
time
to rom-com this MF-er and get this over the hump.
Maybe you do a flash mob or something.
Okay.
It works in the rom-com. Okay.
You need Nathan, the flasher, Nathan.
Hang on, Nathan. Bad advice is here. We're going to get good advice on the phones. Hang on. Dudes, shut up! If this works out, maybe not T-Hack, you too owe him an apology.
I think he's the sweetest guy. I think he needs to... Women like it when a man's like, hey, I want to go out with you. End
he
story.
Can't do that
here's
for
the
whatever
date,
reason.
Here's the time. Here's the... Those are the only things you need. And I'll see you then.
This sounds so bossy.
Yeah,
I'm not bossy.
I could never do what she just said.
So where do you want to go?
Yeah, that's the first thing.
You guys,
because I'd be like, let's go to sushi.
I don't want to pick. You pick. You tell me where to be.
The hottest thing Dan has ever done was, great, how's next Wednesday, 7 p.m. at that restaurant that we ended up having our first date at? And I was like, sorry, did a man just enter the atmosphere? Like, what? It's time for... Nathan to do it.
7 p.m. Culver's.
No.
All right. What does Nathan do next? He's kind of set the hook with the secret admirer thing, and he needs to know how to end it. 303-222-5423.
it's not your problem, it's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Nathan. And it's a little spicy in here right now. Nathan is a guy who's self-described as tall, dark, and chunky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a cute nothing girl at that. Work that he started leaving flowers for and little notes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope you have a great day. It started simple. And then it's like, I hope you understand how beautiful you are.
I think it started with beautiful, didn't it?
I think he said the first one was like, have a great day. Okay. And then he escalated it. And she's leaving him notes back.
Poems.
Well, he said he channeled his inner Shakespeare. I don't know what
the
that means.
The texters are, sorry, some texters are concerned.
I love that she says everyone when it's on her side.
No, but I pulled back. Some are concerned that this is a little stalker-ish if they don't speak regularly at work. And it does not sound like they
do. But she's responding, so like, there's not that stalker threat thing. There is a communication, even though it is... Dude, I get it. It is strange that he knows her and she doesn't.
Right.
That sucks. But as a guy, sometimes.
Yeah. How do you get to know someone you want to know without kind of creeping on them a little bit? For lack of a better word, like you kind of are seeing them from afar. I'm interested. I want to get closer. And you're doing all this without them knowing. So you're
always
sometimes. Guys, definitely.
Well, in this situation, if he sees her from afar and likes her, like, how does he get close without being a creep?
You stop by her desk and you talk to her.
Ooh, yeah. No.
Barb?
Yeah. Yai.
What do you think?
Well, I think he definitely needs to go for it. This is my husband's and my story, and we've been married 35 years.
Wait, he stalked you? I'm sorry.
He stalked me. He stalked me. Yes, he did. He left.
And you're
he left.
Chill with that?
Oh, my God, yes. I love the man. 35 years we've been together.
What was your initial feeling when you found out it was him?
Once I found out it was him, I was very excited.
Cute. Okay, so we hope this is how it goes for...
You're so negative.
It was similar? He just left you notes and stuff? And it just...
He left me flowers. He left me notes.
I love this.
He had his five-year-old son who was at the same school I was teaching at. I wasn't teaching his son. leave notes for me also.
So you knew it was that kid's dad?
Yes.
So you did have a little bit more.
Not initially.
I'm just going to say this.
Once I figured out who it was, I was like, okay, yeah, I can go for this.
Feels illegal.
It reads so different 35 years ago, though.
I was thinking that too a little
True. We live in a world now where maybe there are more threats to women, or it's just more known about the threats. She probably just never thought, well, will this guy take me home and boil my bones? Like, whereas like now we've watched so many Netflix documentaries that you, Erica, are leaping to the worst possible scenario, Barb was not.
I wasn't until some of the texters talked about stalking. I'm more like, what's more attractive than secrecy is confidence. And that's where I really struggle.
But he doesn't have it. So this is the next best thing.
Until you can't pull out of it.
But by the time he comes up to her, she's going to be so into him that she might look over all the other things because she's just into their conversations.
Mm.
Okay, thank you, Barb, and congratulations on 35 wonderful years doing this exact thing. Maella.
Ayo.
Ayo. Ayo.
I think that was the first one of those.
What advice do you have for Nathan in his creepy little perch?
So I think that he's like right now in the sweet spot. He has to go for it right now because if he
Erica,
a lot of people like a lot of women like the confidence in a male to just be like, yep, it was me. I admit it. I didn't know how else to do it, but now I'm going to use my words. Would you like to go get some drinks, et cetera, time and place? Because if he continues, it's going to be a little creepy.
Yes.
But what if right as he walks up, she's got that look on her face. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of space for him to lead with confidence now, but it's time.
Yeah, but I mean, even if he does get rejected, he won't have to keep putting his time into that anymore. And he'll open his door for somebody else, and he's not giving it all the attention to someone who's not interested. But there's always the positive, like, okay, what if she is interested? And like she said, what if we end up all getting invited to his wedding?
Yes. In 35 years of happy marriage, as we've just heard, it can happen.
It can happen.
Dominic.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What advice do you have for Nathan, the stalker, or romantic ne'er-do-well?
I have what I have is that he should just try to, like, talk to her and, you know, just try to see what kind of stuff they have in common and then go from there.
So he should approach her and, like, release his identity.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom, baby.
But that doesn't mean it does. Okay. Irina?
Yeah.
She's already cut.
Is she gone?
What?
She was actually cutting out. Yeah.
Oh, she was.
Yes.
Oh, I thought she was doing that on purpose.
Wait, can you hear me?
There you are. What advice do you have for Nathan?
I think he needs to be vulnerable, you know? I think he should say something like, listen, you're a babe. I'm not, but I'm funny. I have a great heart. I'll make you happy for the rest of your life. Like, kind of like in a romantic comedy where
leaving with the rest of your life. I don't know.
I mean, as long as you survive in the pit I've dug in my basement.
Oh my God.
Bones I've boiled.
No, I think he should say, listen, I'm not like the hottest guy you'll ever meet, and bring her threshold lower. Because
I know, but dear, Irene, I know, no, you don't want to hear that.
Of confidence.
You don't have to say that. Be the hottest guy.
That's not true. Because I think I agree with Erica that she's having her expectations, like Brad Pitt is courting her. And now, like when he reveals himself, it's going to be like, ooh, you know, and she just needs to bring it. Like he needs to ground her and say, you're hot. I'm not so much, but I'm funny. I'll love you forever. I'll never cheat on you.
Okay, God, you're okay.
I like maybe. It.
We're just, and we're like going like, qualities. We're so I close. And then we're like, that. Just like,
I would love that. I'm telling you, I would love that. As long as he's being honest and vulnerable.
Okay. Thank you, Irina. Great advice. It was good. And then it was like, forever.
Like so close. And then it was like, do you want to marry me?
Hannah. Oh, man, we scared her. Hannah? Okay.
Oh, no.
Her advice was great, though. And, Tiak, you have to spring it on the room.
She said that he should ask her out. He should have the confidence. And don't say he's the secret admirer. See how it goes. Maybe a few dates in if it's going well.
But what if she goes, I can't. I'm interested in somebody else at work.
Oh. Then he goes, it's me, baby.
I'll make you happy forever
if you want to get married.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I just want to say, I love my mom.
That's
very cute.
Me too.
Nice.
You love my mom? we have never, as a show, kind of celebrated moms.
Really?
I mean, we all go like Happy Mother's Day or whatever, but we just...
You used to do like way back in the day crazy stuff. Where it's like
naughty mommies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
naughty mommies didn't celebrate moms.
Exactly.
it cracked them open like a walnut.
Okay. Let's go back to celebrating them.
Yeah. So we were talking and we decided to do like a thing this year. We had an idea to go. What if we had you, the listeners. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's so awesome about your mom.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick some of those and then we'll read it to your mom.
But we'll have you both on the phone.
Yeah. So
your mom's going to cry, man.
I was thinking about this. It started with my son being at Regis and they do a thing called Kairos.
Oh, yeah. They do that at Mullen, too. I didn't get to go.
You kind of go on a trip.
Okay.
Like they go camping for like 3 days and they kind of break them down. It's a little bit boot campy. Like you don't get your phones. You do barefoot walks, I think. Hmm. You do a lot of things. You talk about your feelings, whatever. But like your parents write you letters.
Oh, nice.
And I sat down to write the letter and I'm like, I am not going to be good at this because I just don't emote that way.
We need to work on that with you.
So Noah gets to Kairos and then they choose a few of them and they read them aloud to the kids.
Oh.
The rest of the kids just all get them. Mm-hmm. But they're like, let's just get this kicked off. And they all the kids are there and they open a letter and they go, okay, we're not going to say who this is to, but the first two words are, hey, man. And that's what I say to him. And he's like, whoa. He, when he came back, didn't say a thing to me about it. So I was like, oh. Like I poured my heart out. And like 6 months later, he was like, they read your letter out loud. And we had a night where we just talked through it.
Oh, I love that.
And it was so good that I feel like if you do this for your mom, it's going to be like, especially for those people who just, I should probably write one to my mom.
I know. I was like, should we write letters to our moms and read them before this?
Ooh. Maybe.
Now we're brainstorming on the air like we
do. I know.
But I think it could be really beautiful. Like, I think that each of our moms would really appreciate it.
I want to say I won't be able to do it, but I was able to do it with Noah, so I should be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I like the idea of writing the letters for the moms and getting them on the air because then they don't have to wait the 6 months. Like, that's a guy thing.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to talk. Yes.
And you don't have to say anything
Cut
to your
the time
mom.
Out.
Yeah, we'll read your letter.
Yeah.
And hopefully she's moved and hopefully you're moved. We'll all hug and then we'll give you something.
Oh, that's right. It's not just about telling her you love her.
Well, I mean, we're not going to give you anything. We're going to give your mom stuff.
Yeah, your mom's getting a really, really good basket. It's over $800 in mm-hmm. value.
Yeah.
Oh. But she's going to get to go to like DCPA for two different shows. Sound of Music and Somewhere. If she likes you, she might bring you to one.
Yeah, because you get a pair for each of those.
Right.
Aaron's Place for Tanning. What's it called?
Yeah, Go Glow.
We got a gift card from them. Tiak, what's your spot that they're going to eat at?
Rory's Diner in Parker. We've got a gift card and their sister restaurant, Mama's Kitchen. It's like it's the best diner. I love it.
There's a jeweler involved with a $250 gift card from Victoria Marie Jewelers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw the little one in here. We coughed up a beanie.
We sure Ooh. Did. Woo. Your mom's head will not go cold. And also you're getting a $100 gift card, a tote, and a surprise item from Heyday Skincare. They're who has been doing like my facials.
Really?
Mm. And they're amazing. And it's chill. And it's great.
It's cool.
So you're going to have
All
fun.
For writing a letter, like saying something to your mother that you should be saying
right.
anyways. You're going to want to say it, you know? And you're going to reward you for doing something you just should be doing.
I think I told my Cairo story just now to try to give you a reason. Like, it was a cathartic moment in our relationship. Yeah. And you'll have that with your mom. If your mom already knows you love her, great. But, like, maybe open up a little more. Maybe,
I think that my mom knows I love her, but I could say so much more. She's the first person I want to call.
When you have good
when
news, bad news.
Yeah, for anything. And I just feel like we don't tell our moms things like that.
You do just call her so she feels that.
True.
But mm-hmm. to say it out loud
it's
and
a
to
different,
say
publicly.
Yeah.
Like to tell a couple little stories of how she picked you up at moments where she might not even realize how impactful she was on your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So So where do people...
I think we put it up on the website.
Okay. Yeah, we did.
Our website is a little janky right now, but like...
We did.
So I think you go to alice1059.com and at the top there's a menu. There's like, you can go to contests or events. I think it's at both.
I know for sure contests. I haven't checked events.
I think our boss today said it was in...
Yes, looks like it is.
Okay,
I would just go to contest.
Go to contest, yeah. right? Go to the
yeah.
other one's like,
yeah, just go to contest.
Yeah. Or what you can do
the other one. What's in the box?
There's just like,
don't go
just
to
like
events.
Nothing.
Do not click it.
You go to events and click it. It's just like anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just go to the contest page at alice1059.com.
Or right now you can go to our Instagram and click that link in our bio, and it'll take you
right
there. It'll be
there.
Very easy.
And we're gonna we'll pick a week's worth of these and mm-hmm. read one every day the week leading up to Mother's Day.
Right.
Awesome. So this huge Go Glow, Rory's Diner, Mama's Kitchen, DCPA, two different shows, Sound of Music, and Somewhere. Victoria Marie Jewelers, a beanie, and Heyday Skincare. Your mom's going to get all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And a loving message from you.
Which is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
So and that makes it worth a gajillion dollars.
Yeah.
And it will be timeless because we'll upload everything to the pod. You'll be able to play it back year after year after year. You'll be able to hear it forever.
That's so true.
Oh my God. We are creating memories and miracles. All right. So to get started, go to alice1059.com. And for the love of God, do not go.
Don't go to events.
The Slacker Show.
Alice1059.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice 1059.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Slacker Show is giving you a chance to love bomb your mom with an incredible gift basket worth over $800 in prizes. Tell us why your mom is the bomb at alice1059.com. And we'll help shower her with compliments, love, and gifts. Thanks to our mom-loving partners at Go Glow Spray Tans, Rory's Diner, and the Denver Center for the Performing Arts.
I had the best weekend of my life. Sorry. And I should say the second best weekend of my life, because probably the first is like when Dane proposed.
But you're putting the proposal.
No. I do think the proposal weekend was the best. But my bachelorette party, I don't know that anyone's ever had such a good bachelorette party.
I don't normally do the social thing.
Oh, were you checking in?
I didn't check in until today, but I saw your little, your dump of things or whatever.
And there's more to come, baby.
I'm just saying it probably killed T-Hack.
What?
He's always trying to make friends and it struggles. And you are surrounded by such a gaggle of humans.
Yeah.
And you guys seem like you're having the time of your lives.
It was. So I was actually nervous going into the bachelorette because, for reference, I have two sisters. Then I have my stepsister and my stepbrother who came.
Okay.
Then I have my like three high school best friends who came, but I've known them since I was like six. Then my two college best friends. And
that's
then
so many people. Like Tiak and I combined 11. Would not come up with that many people, would
that's
we?
That's not true.
I don't even know if you would come.
I would come just because I know I want you to come.
Yeah. No. Oh, weekend getaway, the two of us? I think this is kind of what it would be.
And then it got weird.
Okay,
and then
sorry.
It got weird.
I mean, it's just.
No, but those are truly people I talk to very regularly. I love them. You look mad at me.
No, I'm just trying to figure out, like,
let's just put it this way. I could have had a bachelorette of 40 people and it would have been like anyone I've kind of been close with. This was like my core group, but none of them knew each other going into it. They all kind of, some of them had met once at this thing and then another thing and whatever.
Because
but like,
you've had different phases of your life.
Right.
You've got your college phase and these are my college friends right. And they never met your LA radio friends.
For sure not. Yeah.
And probably your sisters haven't met like
my sisters hadn't met some of them. Yeah. And it was, I was sitting there Saturday afternoon. We had like gone to brunch and then we were like shopping and bar hopping at the same time, which by the way, dangerous. Everyone spends too much money.
Austin can suck the life out of your wallet if it wants to.
It was awesome though. But I'm looking around and I was just like so overwhelmed with gratitude. I'm watching people who should have never met in any lifetime become friends. And it was so cool.
And you were worried about if they were going to get along
yes.
to sleep in the same room.
Well, everyone slept in rooms with the people
somebody
they knew
before.
Yeah.
But they bonded.
Bonded. Like, there was a petition by the end of the weekend to make a bachelorette table at the wedding so that all of them got to sit together again with, like, their husbands and boyfriends. And
that would
such.
Be a 20 top. You couldn't make that happen.
And some of them have kids coming because they're my siblings. So yeah, I could probably make it happen.
Was there any weirdness? Like anytime I've been in situations, not a bachelorette party, yeah. but a situation where there's different friend groups, there's kind of like a, well, I know him better. We're the real friends. No, we're the real friends. Was there any like...
Because you have a thing where it's like your college friends feel like they're it.
Yeah, until they meet the high school friends and they're like, who are these guys? Look, like,
but
I know
they were here first.
Yeah.
And no.
There wasn't any of that. That's awesome.
None of it. Maybe just no one wants to fight over me now that you say that. But
No. You're in this gratitude place. Don't do what
no,
you just
I'm
did.
No, I'm in such... I literally cried all Saturday evening. I looked at like... I was going to say I looked at my best friend, but I would say that about any of them. I looked at like my high school best friend. We were like hiding. They were setting up a game, which we could talk about more in a moment. And I looked at her and I was like, I don't want it to end. Oh. I just start crying. And then I walk out to the big room and start crying again. Called my mom today, start crying. Because it's like so cool.
That many people... And love you,
they
and
were
you
the
let it
only
happen.
People invited. No one said no.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
I guess
I think everyone cried over the weekend. Actually, at one point,
this
every single person cried.
Fun.
No, what is fun? Way. They were like,
"Oh my god, come out to Austin and cry with me."
No, there were like people having heart to hearts, and like people who didn't meet each other before the weekend. And then we played this game, and Dane did videos for the game, and. Turned out to be like the nicest person alive who was saying so many nice things about me.
He did?
So all the girls started crying because he was so nice on video.
This is something your sisters had set up ahead of time?
My college best friend did it, yeah. And
he played along? Oh my god.
He played along.
They always
so good.
Do that, yeah.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Oh my god, it's like you ask him questions and he videos himself and then in person they ask me questions and I try to answer like him. But it was like, you know, what was your guys' biggest fight? And everyone was dying because I said egg rolls. Turns out it was when he tried to replace the storm door himself and we almost broke up.
Oh,
storm door,
so
yeah.
So he saw it differently. You can't call your biggest fight when you were drunk and he ate one too many egg rolls.
I thought, dude, that kind of has been our biggest fight.
You're just weird.
Okay, sure.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm going to try. I don't think you deserve him. He is so...
Wait, hold on.
He is
I'm in
so
such a place
nice.
Of gratitude.
I know. And I need to drag you back down.
Okay, bring
you
back
to
reality.
Level. He's just so cool. Like,
I
you
know.
Are the luckiest person on the planet.
Uh-huh.
Like, you met... And I just... I'm not trying to throw him under a bus either. He does not appear that he would be such a squishy little teddy bear.
Yeah.
Like, so loving and... You know what I'm saying? You look at him and you're like, don't... Nope.
Right.
Don't talk to that dude. Like,
right.
He's not, he's going to treat you like crap. He's going to be like
yeah.
that kind of
no.
husband. And
no.
he's.
Yeah.
I
he's just a good
love.
One.
Okay.
I know. So, yeah, everyone cried and we all got drunk, but no one was too hungover. Oh my God.
There's
and
more?
There was a wiener dog at one of the bars. And I ran over to it and picked it up and kind of went running around with it.
All right. You heard it here first. Erica got some wiener
on
her bachelor.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, so we're recapping the Bachelorette weekend, which just, dude.
I don't know why you're so mad at
I'm
me.
Not mad. I'm actually genuinely, this is what my happy face looks like. I'm genuinely happy for
I
you.
I think he might yeah. have a little bit of FOMO.
I know. Do you wish you had been invited or something?
No, yes.
You would have had a lot of fun.
I would have.
Yeah.
But I would have made it about me.
By the end of the weekend, my like LA radio friend stood up and was like, this is all because of me. And it was so funny. We determined that like because she had offered me a job, that's why I was on the work trip when I met Dane, like the whole thing.
Oh, you were flying to
a work thing. Yeah. So she, you know, made a speech about how it is about her. Yeah.
Okay.
It was awesome.
So there's a couple things we didn't cover. Let's get one out of the way right away. Can you do like some sort of fashion show with all the lingerie you got?
Absolutely not.
Fashion show. Fashion show. Fashion show at lunch.
What is that from?
The Office.
Oh, right. You would not want to see it.
Can you just lay it all out so we can
for you? Like that's really
to see? No.
What do you mean? Like for
because
the listeners
then you're
to
like
see?
think about it.
No, I will think about it.
I am curious just based on the game. Like, I want to see what matches.
I'll show you.
What is the game? There's a lingerie game?
There's a lingerie game that people play where everyone brings something and then the bride has to guess who brought it. Like, which friend brought it. However,
so some people bring just something super trashy and it's like, oh, that's that girl.
Or like they try to throw you off and they bring something crazy.
Okay.
We played, because the theme of the weekend was This Wife is a Showgirl. By the way, amazing theme. Highly recommend it to everyone.
Okay.
We played and there were 11 other people. There's 12 Taylor Swift albums. Each one of them got assigned a Taylor Swift album to match the vibe of.
Okay.
So like Tortured Poets Department was interesting. Reputation was interesting.
Did you guess them right? Like, you're like, oh my God,
I think I nailed all of them, but like one.
Well, okay.
Like, you know, Folklore and Evermore get kind of.
Yeah, they're similar.
Okay.
And like, I can't remember what other
one. What kind of lingerie would be for Folklore or Evermore, those lame ass.
I'm thinking
a
like.
A cardigan?
No, yes, exactly.
Like a very long pants, the Winnie the Pooh. Robe.
And that's it was more florals. I don't even want to get into it.
But are you...
There's a photo on my phone of me being like choked by one of the things.
That's for Tortured?
No, it was just from something else.
Are you going to use them?
For sure. I'm sorry, Mom. For sure. Are you kidding? 11 new things to wear?
Okay.
And that stuff can be expensive.
Yeah. Some nice stuff. I already... Nope. I already wore one, but it was more like PJs. Because my middle sister was like, ew.
So here's the real reason we had to come back and talk about this a little more.
Yes.
Erica made the statement off air that they did not talk to, nor were hit on by any men whatsoever. 12 women, 11 women and one 11 guy.
11 women and one guy. So we did speak to Cole, but my stepbrother. I want to clarify. We did have a boat captain. But he had no inch. After watching us dance to One Direction, I think he was like,
Get me off of this boat.
He drives a hot pink boat in Austin, so.
That's impossible.
The only man who spoke to me was either a waiter or saying, like, while walking through a bar, they were like, oh, congratulations.
There it
and
is.
Then I moved. On.
Right there.
They weren't
that's
hitting
it.
On me.
That's it. Yeah.
No
you
one was
don't
hitting
get
on me.
It. That is exactly what those guys. Because men love weddings and they're just thinking to themselves, I should congratulate the bride. That's why they scream across a bar. You're right, Erica.
They scream across a bar. I was walking to them as close as I am to Aaron right now.
Yeah, but
and I had a big veil on.
Yep.
So what? They're just going to go, boo. No.
They don't have to say anything.
Yeah, but they might be nice and they might say congratulations to be nice.
Yep.
You have a very twisted mind.
I agree. I think...
Back me up or don't back me up, Hack.
Yeah, they wouldn't say anything. They wouldn't say anything. Why?
So why, from talking to me...
If you or anyone else on the trip, I feel that if you would have reciprocated, it would have turned into a longer conversation, at minimum. They wouldn't have been like, hold on.
It is the fishing line into the water.
They're putting a feeler out. And if you didn't respond back, then they dropped it, which is, I mean, that's good.
I said, like, didn't respond back. So
I said, thank you.
Yeah, but I'm saying yes. But
do you think that they're doing it because they're like, I bet they're single girls with her?
Yes.
That's one.
I don't like to believe that they're like, maybe I can bag the bride.
You don't want to believe that?
No,
then don't believe
that's messed
it.
Up.
Okay. It's real.
What's
are you
wrong
joking
with men,
me?
Men are the problem.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, because here's the thing. It sometimes works. So then if it works, then women are the problem.
Why try? She's happy and about to get married. What? Why try?
Because some people.
You don't know she's happy. You know she's about to get married.
Yep. And some people do look at that party.
Ew.
God, the two syllables.
A group of girls in a town. They're traveled a bunch. Some might be single. Some are looking to party. Some might not be. That's a good, like.
Some might believe in the area code rule.
I don't know what's wrong with humans. If you're getting married, either don't get married or.
Erica, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Too.
I'm just trying to tell you from my experience. I don't want to out people, but we know that I know some players.
So you're saying you would not try to hit on the bride?
Of course not.
Okay.
No, I would be hoping that one of your apostles
is a single girl.
Is a single girl.
We did have two plus Cole.
That's what I'm saying. So I could, like, I might be going, congratulations, and have hopefully one of your friends has their head on a swivel and is like, right, that guy's cute. And might.
And why weren't they? I wish my single girlfriends had talked to guys.
Because you had such a great girl bond.
Yeah, we were
bond.
Just having too much fun.
There was like, as a man, that is the one thing I was, well, look, I'm insecure anyway, but that is a group that is, like, I'm not going to try to walk up to that group. No way.
Right, right. It takes a certain amount of confidence.
Bravado.
I definitely don't have,
like,
either.
Misguidedness to go, I'm going to crack this group. Again, one of the people I know, I could say him by name. He would try.
Ew. Sorry.
That was only a single syllable, ew.
Ew.
So, I'm just saying.
All right. Well, I think we were a spectacle, and I wish that the men would have come up to hit on my single friends, but they didn't.
So, more pictures are coming, though?
Oh, my God.
There's a bulk dump.
I posted one thing of just me, because I felt like I needed to, and then I posted just a shout-out to my girls and my Cole. And my girls and my gay. And I think it's appropriate to say he would be okay with it.
Yes.
There's a lot more to come. Okay. Final shout out. I don't remember her name, but there was a bride there getting married the same exact day as me in Boulder.
No
way. So if
way.
You're listening to this, hi.
That is cool.
And she was in Austin and we were like, ah! You know?
All right. So if you want to see, you got to follow us to see the pictures, right?
For sure.
At the Slacker Show. Mm-hmm. And she will put up at least 5 lingerie pics.
No, I will not.
I'll do it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have a morality question, and I figured since I don't have anyone else to talk to about morals, I'll talk to you three.
How do you spell that? I've never heard that word.
The married people, but it doesn't matter. If you've been in a relationship, this is one of those things. I have a friend who is insanely mad at his wife right now. And yes, I'm talking about you on the air right now, so just relax. I'm not going to give too many details, but recently it came out that one of her best friends was having an affair.
Okay.
And recently it came out that she knew.
Okay. So the wife's best friend was having an affair, the wife knew, and the husband is now mad.
Because she kept it a secret. Because
not just from him, but like didn't pressure her friend to be done with it.
What he's mostly mad at, he doesn't think she should have pushed back, but it's like we, husband and wife, we share everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you trust me, I will keep your secrets. But he feels betrayed by her, like, almost to the same level as the man who was cheated on. Because he's just like,
well,
you were so good. He's like, something goes wrong at work, I tell you. One of my friends, like, kissed a girl, I tell you. Like, I tell you everything. And you held back one of the biggest things in the history. Like, where is the line? Are you supposed to be loyal to your friends? Or are you supposed to be loyal to your sig other?
Your partner is first.
Yeah. So then he has a right to be mad?
I know, but then I think about there's a few very specific things that I don't know. Like a health thing. If a friend came to me and was like,
I have cancer, I'm fighting.
And I really don't want people to know. I don't know that I...
You could still tell your husband.
Probably. I don't know.
I think it's just assumed if you tell someone, their spouse knows.
True.
Like, then their spouse
but
knows.
But if I were to tell you a secret and say, specifically, don't tell Ahak.
I don't think you can tell me what to tell my wife.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
You know, like, I'm kind of with him. Like, if we're a team and we're partners, we have to be on the same page. And if we're going to be interacting with these people, I have to know everything that you know about,
yes,
that you're covering for this, and I gotta back your play instead of just being, what?
But to that point, then he would suck in those couple interactions. He would be like,
this was a couple that they would actually see.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And also, if one of Dane's friends was having an affair and it was someone we had to see a lot, I would cut them off. I would not want to be involved with them anymore. And so maybe that.
So that's why he would hide it from you.
And he wouldn't.
But you would be mad.
I would be pissed no matter what.
This is what I'm saying. I don't know the right.
You know what? I'm actually just mad.
But who's right? I don't. He is so, you guys, like, I don't know if we've kind of talked about this. I feel like divorce is very communicable. Huh? Like,
spell that word.
I've never heard of friends of mine and acquaintances and neighbors, when I got divorced, it was like they started it and then I jump in, and then it's like it. Once divorce starts happening in your friend circle, it feels like everyone kind of goes, oh,
that's now, an option.
It's yeah, because it's like then I won't be the first one in the group. And so it's like the drama of Sheila and Pat
if that's
breaking
what
up.
The word communicable.
Yeah, no, it's like contagious.
There we go. Okay.
Right,
it's
slow
like a communicable
down.
Disease, contagious.
The words get bigger
so
and bigger.
This is what I'm saying. He's like thinking, like, since now there's a divorce pending with this affair, it's like, well, he couldn't trust her, and now I can't trust my wife. It's that whole, and it's like, because there's already divorce in the air, and it's like,
I just feels think like, that is a him problem then. Just because your friends are getting divorced does not mean you will.
But he can't trust his own wife because she didn't tell him.
It's eye-opening because you think, I never thought you would keep a secret from me, and I just found out you kept a secret from me.
And did it well.
But it had nothing with me.
It still did, though. Like, you already said you'd want to cut that couple off. You'd want, like, he would be holding back something huge from you.
That might be the reason I'd be understanding if we had to wait for the right time for me to know, is because
I honestly don't know what I would do. I in my relationships, I'm like T-Hack. Like, if you tell me, I'm telling my sick. I just am.
For sure. No, I'm with that. If anyone tells me anything, Dane knows.
Of course. And we would assume so. But what would you do if I said, don't tell him? You'd still tell him.
Yeah. Yeah, in this room.
So much respect.
I've been in a situation not exactly like this, because it wasn't between me and Dane, but it was between me and a very, 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 very close person in my life, where they knew about another friend's issues.
Indiscretions and whatnot, yeah.
And did not tell me until it was all coming to light, because
they knew you would screw it up.
Oh, not screw it up, but it was like, it just like, it wasn't their thing.
But when you found out, you told your sig other.
Yeah, I marched my beat.
That's what I'm saying.
Said, Dane!
But like, I guess all I'm asking, we could put like a poll up about this.
We should.
I just, who should you be loyal? If your friend is like, I'm giving you this secret, and you hold it back from your significant other, what does that say about you? Or does that say you're just a great secret keeper?
Being mad isn't useful right now.
I know, but he feels so...
Okay, well, if divorce is in the air and he wants a divorce, then he can continue to be mad.
Okay.
I just think, like it, like you said, you held such a secret from me and I had no idea. And that's going to start the wheels turning.
What else? You know I hate the slippery slope.
What else do I not know about?
All right, we'll put a poll up, but if you want to text, tell, don't tell, 303-222-54... 2-3.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I have a story about deer doing what deer do.
Oh my God. This is not a place for your agenda, bro.
Oh, deer.
Oh, God.
This is going to be a long one. I have a story. People are really dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Poland. Would a Polish city be in Poland? Yeah. Great. Okay.
People are really dumb.
And you know what?
I'm just going to tell your story.
Dumb down real quick. So animal welfare officers.
You are struggling. You are struggling.
Okay. Guys, I'm fading before this. Okay.
All right. Let me restart.
Okay.
It's from Poland.
Right.
And animal welfare officers were called to a tree, and they were asked to come check out this animal that was lurking in a tree.
Lurking animal.
Would you say it's Krakow? Is that how you pronounce the... Okay.
Krakow.
So they weren't sure what to expect before they arrived, but people who lived near there were like, yeah, we're not opening our windows. We're really...
Because people are just frightened.
They're so scared, and they're like, we gotta get this animal out of here.
Okay.
Well, no reason to be afraid, because when these animal welfare workers arrived...
Stop saying the hard words.
When them people who did the work arrived, they looked up into the tree and went, not a bird, not a reptile.
What is it?
In fact, nothing to be afraid of. It's a croissant. A croissant!
And, okay, is it abnormally large? Why would you lock your doors? even if it is an animal that's croissant size.
Right.
I don't know that I'd be scared.
This big? And you're like,
no, I'm not going outside. Honey, grab the kids.
And also, I just want to know, did someone climb the tree to eat the croissant and forgot about it? Or were they just throwing it like a boomerang? Yeah.
You got to have a secret spot.
Yeah.
To eat bread.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want your spouse to get your secret croissant, so you throw it up a tree, and you're like, I'm going to get that later. Okay.
How embarrassing.
So it's all clear. We can sound the alarm.
It's just a croissant.
It's just a croissant.
Croissant. Okay.
All right.
My story is out of Pennsylvania.
Do we have to do it?
How Yins doing?
How Yins? Yeah.
All right. Well, there was a deer incident there in Pennsylvania. They run all over the road, and they will attack your home. They're dangerous. They should be taken out. There was a family that said not one, not two, not three, and not four, but five deer charged into their home.
What?
They said one deer thankfully died after it broke its neck.
Thankfully,
it broke through the glass door. The other four ran around their house, ransacking the place.
Hold on, they weren't ransacking the place.
They were just robbing them and everything. One deer was stuck in the kitchen. They couldn't get it out of there. Okay. And there was a sixth deer outside, I think, playing the lookout.
Oh.
But he wasn't able to come inside. All of a sudden, the family said, yeah, we see deer in the neighborhood often. Not sure why they charged our home all at once. One slammed into the garage door. One came in. Something's going on.
Fact that one fell down the stairs and broke its neck.
Yeah. That makes you so sad.
And also,
yeah.
So it got upstairs?
Or maybe you walk in and then go down.
Either way. Like cows where they can go up.
Yeah, they can go one way and up the other
way.
Why do you know that about cows?
It's a real thing. Yeah. It happens in schools in Iowa, I'm positive.
They can go upstairs, but not down. Somebody will
guide a cow upstairs, and then it's like, good luck.
The classic senior prank. You get the cow up, you can't get them down.
That family, by the way, should count themselves lucky that it wasn't five croissants. That broke into their eyes.
Those were all the stupid people, animals, I guess we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
Are you looking for a money reset? With the new year upon us, the Jill on Money podcast is here to help you take control of your financial life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.